Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 1974. That was the year of the first North American International Livestock Exposition at what was then called the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center in Louisville. Involved from the beginning, Harold Workman, president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board.
We started this show from an idea that Kentucky should have a major livestock show back in the early 70s and really made an attempt at that time to discuss the possibility of moving international out of Chicago to Louisville, but those discussions didn't go well. So leaders at that time said, well, let's just start our own. And at that time, I think Governor Ford held a press conference and announced some funding to start a major livestock show. Didn't have a name or anybody associated with it in particular, but it has grown from an idea to really the largest purebred livestock exposition in the country today.
The event is owned by the Commonwealth, and it's just continued to grow.
Last year was an all-time record of over 24,000 entries, and the economic impact continues to grow from 10 to 11 to 12 to 15 million, depending on what figure you tend to like, I guess. But it is significant.
The expo starts this Saturday, running through November 16th. We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
Back with Harold Workman on the North American International Livestock Exposition opening this Saturday, he notes it is international.
We receive entries from usually the lower 48 states plus Canada, and even some foreign ownership of some of the animals that are housed in the U.S. So it certainly has an international flavor to the entries as well as the visitors.
He says the show is a proven opportunity for Kentucky producers to make a buy or two and improve their herds, and he feels they've been rewarded. A unique and popular draw every year is their country store.
We have over 200,000 square feet of exhibits, anything that you can think of, from obviously boots and Western clothing to livestock handling equipment to computer equipment to the AI industry to just things that you won't see anywhere else that they can do a little early Christmas shopping.
You can go online at livestockexpo.org and get complete details on the expo event schedule. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.